Good evening, everybody. This is Steve from It's a Random World. How are you all doing? Hope you're all having a good week. I've just started my 3 days off and, well, I've just slept the first day after coming off night shift, so that's one day over straight away. But yes, what have we got going on today? Yes, I'm going to be talking about a little girl that is named Alexa, and the parents are being bullied into changing her name, as they say it's cruel. We are also going to talk about how long you would wait for a delivery. This is after recent events where a friend of mine, let's just say, it took a bit longer than normal. But yeah, so let's go down anyway. Let's see what's happening.
Welcome to It's a Random World podcast, where the subject could be about just about anything.
So guys and girls, how has your work been? Yeah, how has your work been this week? And how has your week been so far? We're coming up to Friday, nearly the last day of the week, the working week. And how's it been? Has it been eventful for you? Have you been up to much? I've just pretty much been working this week. It's been one of those weeks where I've, you know, no day off until, well, today and tomorrow. And the first part of the week I've had to work. And the weather has been absolutely awful. It's been freezing cold and pouring with rain and windy and everything. It's been awful. It's a good job I get to wear some nice warm clothes while I'm out, but it doesn't protect my face. Yeah. I just want to mention something that some people use, some people don't. I was speaking to another podcaster last night over Google Hangouts and let her know that in April, Google Hangouts will be getting closed down, along with, I believe, Inbox, Google Inbox, and they're going to revert back to Gmail, and Google Plus. Now, a lot of people are probably thinking, well, so what? You know, personally, I prefer Google Plus to Facebook. There's a lot less drama on there, and I much prefer it. Everything about it's better than Facebook in my ideas, my opinion. So yeah, I'm pretty gutted that it's getting closed down. Inbox, that's the app I use all the time, and to my opinion, it's got more features than the Gmail app. So I'm pretty gutted about that as well. And Hangouts, I used to use it when it first came out, then I stopped for a good few years. Now I've started using it again since start podcast. So I'm pretty good at that. Hangouts is going to be getting shut down as well. And you know, it's weird. Google have these strange ideas. They bring something out, then they get bored and close them down. It's like, it's absolutely mad. You know, Google, come on. You know, do some research. You know, let people decide. Like, actually ask the users, do you want this closed down or not? You know, do you use these apps? It's a right pain in the backside, I think. You know, now, what are we going to use instead of Facebook? Honestly, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I hate Facebook. Sometimes it can be a necessity because the majority of people are on Facebook. And that's the only way to reach people you know, or if you've got, say, I don't know, it's sort of like a YouTube channel, podcast, business or whatever, sometimes that's the best way to reach an audience. But we shouldn't be held to sort of just one social network, and you know, it's a major one. Yeah, you've got Twitter and things like that, yeah, which I'll probably be using a lot more. I don't mind Twitter. But Twitter's not along the same sort of lines as like Facebook and Google+. So it's a bit annoying. And there is a way around it if you want to. If you run a business, like some people do, they might run a business from home or actually run a company or whatever, you know. So you can get a Google product called G Suite, which incorporates a corporate Google Plus, as far as I'm aware, and it incorporates Inbox and Hangouts and things like that. The basic packages. That's my Google Home talking to me. The basic packages are not too bad. But obviously, you might not want to pay for it. But it's an option anyway. It's a workaround if you wanted to go down that route. But apart from that, I don't know. And some people actually communicate over Instagram messaging, which, but it has its limitations. You can't do video calls over that. You can send video messages, but you can't do video calls. And otherwise, you'll need to use the likes of WhatsApp or Skype and things like that, where you might need to pass your mobile phone number over or pay for Skype or whichever, you know. It's very annoying. Let me know your thoughts. What social network do you use? And also, do you use any of these Google products, and will you miss them? Would you be prepared to pay for them? Let me know. Send me, call into the show and let me know. Let me know what you think. So, back to the girl called Alexa. This is a story I read about on the internet where the parents of a 3-year-old girl are being hounded by other parents, saying that they are being cruel to her daughter for having the name Alexa. For most of you will probably think, for obvious reasons, yes, because of Amazon's Alexa app and devices. Now, I think this is absolutely mad. You know, the girl was called Alexa before the devices came out. Why should they have to change the girl's name? Now, these other parents are saying that the girl will be bullied at school and things like that, just simply because of her name and the association with the device. But you've got to look at it from also the child's point of view. She's now 3 years old. She'll be used to her name, and to change her name, if they're even allowed to change a name, that is, will be confusing for the child. So it's a mad state of affairs when something like this, just because something is popular at the moment, that they're saying that they have got to change the child's name because of it. So what do you think of that, Denise? Denise is here, my beloved wife. What do you think of that?
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
There you go. That's how enthralled she is. I'm saying that the parents of a child called Alexa is now 3 years old, but the parents are being hounded to change her name because other parents are saying it's cruel to her and she'll get bullied at school just because of the association with Alexa devices.
But that's the name that they gave her when she was born, and that's obviously the name they want her to have. And Alexa's only just come out, so I don't see why they should change it at all.
If they're even allowed to change it, that is.
It's probably how the child feels about it more than anything else, not what other people think.
But on that note, another parent who has a child called Alexa has come forward and said her child has had no problems whatsoever at school. So, but do you think it would be confusing for the child if they did change the name?
Of course it would. She's been brought up by that name, so why change it because of other people?
Definitely. Definitely.
Just because, you know, the thing, it's funny to take the mick out of her name. It's
That's a name, you know. So if that was our daughter, you wouldn't change her name.
Not at all.
No. Same as me. Same as me. So, yeah, call in. let us know your thoughts and whether you change your daughter's name because of it's the same or similar to a common device or whatever, or something that's popular. You know, even when your child was had her name before that device or whichever came out. So yeah, call into the show and let us know your thoughts. Now, how would you feel if you had something ordered and it took a lot longer than you were expecting it to take for delivery? The reason I ask is a friend who I know ordered some work uniform, which would normally just take a couple of days to turn up. This uniform was ordered in September, and despite many attempts to chase it up and even reordering and things like that, it eventually turned up a couple of days ago with the delivery note saying it was delivered in December, which it blatantly wasn't, just a couple of days ago. But yeah, this had been escalated to managers and all sorts of things, and for some reason, don't know why, whether it got stuck in the system or the orders were being lost or what, I really don't know. The items just didn't turn up. So sorry if you can hear a bell. That's Molly, our cat. She's got a new collar, which I'll tell you about in a moment. She's just moving about there. But yeah, so something simple ordered in September and turned up pretty much the beginning of February. And it's not from a different country. It gets delivered from the same country. Like I say, it normally turns up a couple of days later. But so how would you feel about that? Have you ever had a delivery where it's taken excessively long? I know sometimes I order things off eBay or whichever, and it comes from China. And like by the time it gets here, I've forgotten that I've even ordered it. I'm thinking it would have been quicker for me to like fly across to China and pick it up and bring it back. I don't know why the delivery takes so long from China. But there you go. But yeah, have you had excessively long deliveries, and what was the story behind it? How long did it take? Anyway, call in, let us know. We've had a few call-ins to the show, so thank you very much, you guys. I'll play them straight after this, and if anybody wants to pop across and leave them a message or start following them, I'm sure that they'll be more than happy. But thanks so much for calling into the show, and feel free to call in the future.
Hello, it's a Random World. This is your girl, the Guru Warrior. And I wanted to say thank you for the favorite. Please excuse me, something's going on with my Anchor platform at the time, and I am unable to record or upload anything. Hopefully you get this message. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Peace.
Hey, Steve. Thank you so much for that message, man. That's very kind. It made my day. I'm really glad you liked the episode. I hope you're enjoying more. I've just published one with Patrick, so you might want to take a listen to that. If you don't mind, I'd love to put your message in a future show. But it's always cool to know that my listeners have listeners. Does that make sense? That doesn't. I don't know. I'm really tired. I need to get to sleep. All right. Thanks so much for listening again, buddy. I appreciate the message. Talk soon.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for leaving me a message. I love podcasts, and I've been sort of binge listening to your podcast. You're doing really well. Just love your podcast. And I listen to Mark as well, Mark Corn. I've thought about doing it, but I've not got the best voice in the world. So, yeah, watch your space, as they say. So, yeah, I might do one, perhaps. As you know, I've downloaded the Anchor app because I thought it would be easier to listen to your podcast and Mark's. So, yeah, hope you are all well. And, had a good weekend. It's gone very cold down here. I think we're going to get some snow. So, yeah, speak to you soon. Bye.
Yes, I was going to mention about our cat, Molly. Had a little bit of a drama last night. I was lying in bed watching Andromeda on the TV. Then I heard Molly, the cat who lies pretty much on the table next to the bed, and made some noise. I thought she was fighting with her tail, which she does, like a lot of cats do, play with her tail. Then when I checked, she wasn't. She was actually caught up in a cat collar. She had a cat collar caught in her mouth, and she couldn't get it past her jaw and to get it out. She must have done it cleaning herself or something. But because of the angle of the collar, it was too tight to get my fingers in to pull it out, and the quick release clasp on it was the part that was in her mouth, so I couldn't even get hold of that. So literally, it was like the cat was panicking, and the claws were out and all sorts of things, and I screamed at Georgia, who was in the next room, to rush downstairs and get a pair of scissors. I literally had to pin the cat down and cut the collar off her. So she was a bit upset. She went and hid for a while, and but she's fine. But she's got a nice sparkly new collar now with a bell. We'll have to get used to the sound of the bell, because you get used to the different bells on the different cats. Yeah, it's funny. She did definitely need a new collar, by the way, because the other collar was all fluffy and everything. But she seemed quite content with it. That's why we left it. But the cat's okay now, and yes, seems a lot more settled. But it was a bit of a shock at the time when it happened. Yeah, and today we have been to some furniture shops, because Denise has been picking furniture this week with her mother for our living room. And we're completely changing the colour scheme. We've got blues and things now, like duck egg blue and everything at the moment, with like flowers and things like that, which looks quite nice, and a cream settee. But we're changing to what colour?
Grey.
Grey.
Well, greys, but I'm going to add colour into it, with curtains and cushions and that. So we've been choosing a nice sideboard, haven't we?
We have, yes.
It's
It's been years, long, long time since we've had a sideboard.
yeah, it looks like concrete.
It's like a grey, marbly, concrete-y type of effect, yeah.
Yeah, with a bit of wood, and it's got a light in it. I'm gonna put the TV unit on TV on there. We're gonna go for like a brick-ish effect wallpaper.
Yeah, it's like a darker grey, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not happening just now. We've got to wait about anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks before the sofa comes and the side cabinet.
This sofa's nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's so comfortable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, corner vision. We used to have a corner vision years ago, and I don't really know why we changed it. I think because we're just,
Size.
yeah.
We've only got a small living room, and we couldn't do much because of the size of the settee that we had at first.
But now we've went back to the way it was before with the corner sofa.
But we're getting a cloth one this time.
Yeah, material. Although leather looks nice with having cats and things, it's really hard to look after, isn't it?
Yeah, claw marks and things like that.
We've taken out like a. We've paid extra so that if there's any clicks or spillages, they'll come straight out and repair it. I think it's for 2 year it covers, and then I think you can take it out again. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Good. Yeah, so that's what we've been doing today, and been going around the furniture shop. Obviously, me being the cheeky person I am, I'm not shy and saying, so like, have you got a cup of coffee then? Because most of the furniture shops like give you free coffee, so keep you happy. So it was like cups of coffee and cups of mocha and stuff like that. Then yeah, we went and got Molly's collar. Only just caught the pet shop before it shut. Then we went food shopping for our tea and my bait for work, and that's pretty much it. So I'm back at work tomorrow. So I know that'll probably confuse you because I said I've got 3 days off at the beginning of the podcast, but I've been recording this over a few days. So I'm back at work tomorrow, back on day shift. Whoopie-doo. I don't know what the weather forecast is. I haven't checked yet, but it'll probably rain. So I hope everybody has a good end to your weekend and has a fantastic week coming up. And yes, take care of yourselves and don't forget to call in. And we'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.